Radio Moments.
We start looking back to this week 3 decades ago and a commercial radio launch on the South Coast.
It's 7:45 on Monday, the 29th of August, 1983. Welcome to Southern Sound.
And so that great theme continued for over 2 minutes.
The Southern Sound theme, written by David Arnold and played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Southern Sound launching from a converted cinema this week in 83, and that first Beach Boys song was the same song used to launch Piccadilly and Pirate FM as well. Birthdays now, in a sense. 25th of August 1896, Walter Gabriel was born.
Oh, well, him and Dan was busy, that's all. Charles me right for getting in the way.
Walter was, of course, the Archer's character, played by Chris Gittins from Launch. Both Chris and the character Walter died in 88. LBC is a station which has had a number of launches and relaunches. And this week, 21 years ago, it relaunched its AM service.
This is London Talkback Radio, 1152 AM, 261 metres medium wave.
4 o'clock news, this is Paul Kirby.
Talkback relaunched with separate programmes from 5:30 in the morning till 9 at night this week in 1992, just a year before it lost its licence. Another talk station with more than one incarnation was the BBC's fifth service.
You're listening to BBC Radio 5 on Monday, the 27th of August 1990, as the clock ticks towards the launch of Britain's first new national network in 23 years on 9:09 and 6:93 a.m., T-minus 90 minutes and counting.
Oh, Ode to Radio 5, devised by Trevor Robert Neil, written by Trevor Robert Neil, and read by Trevor Robert Neil. Simon did absolutely nothing. Radio 5...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Radio 5! The launch of Radio 5 on the old Radio 2 AM frequencies this week in 1990. Sport, kids and education. It became 5 Live 4 years later. Here's a quick factoid. Happy birthday this week to this jock.
Now then, tomorrow evening's star special is with a footballer. And I mention that because I mentioned football earlier on and we've had several matches played this afternoon, as you know. I hope your team did win. They've already asked me to be in the Radio 1 football team, but I've said I won't be unless I wear a tracksuit to cover up my bobbly shoulders and my extremely knobbly knees.
Steve Wright, 59 this week, heard there on his first Radio 1 show. His career took him from the BBC backroom to Radio 210 in Reading, Luxie before Radio 1, back into the commercial sector, and now out successfully on Radio 2. Staying with birthdays, this voice is 72 this week.
Did you always mean to make this your life, or did you start off doing something else?
No, I always meant to be a writer. Always. My father was a writer, and I wanted to be a writer too.
Have you got any that you can single out that you enjoyed writing most of all?
Well, I loved writing the Noddy books, of course.
Sue McGregor talking there to Enid Blyton in 74. She'd been on Woman's Hour for 15 years. She was on the Today programme for 18 years. Happy birthday, Sue. Another former Woman's Hour presenter died this week, 7 years ago. Margaret Hubble. She'd also been the first voice on Family Favourites.
Well, I've got a script, the original script, actually, of Family Favourites here, which, would just give you the screaming abdabs, actually, if you look at it.
Margaret Hubble, who died this week in 2006, aged 91. This week in 1939, changes for BBC Radio News. With war looming, the corporation began broadcasting daily morning and lunchtime news bulletins. Before that, thanks to an agreement with the press, the scheduling of news bulletins was strictly limited.
Here is a special bulletin read by John Snagg.
Staying with that same decade, we should commemorate the first police appeal on radio. Stanley Hobday was duly apprehended this week in 1933 after he'd murdered a chap in West Brom. The offender had got almost as far as Carlisle. Then he collided with a herd of cows. The cowman recognised him from the description on the radio. Stanley was executed. This week in 1989, a new voice on Key 103 Breakfast.
So Williams, good morning, Key 103, Tuesday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. I had a fantastic weekend. Lots of sleep, a bit of decorating, watched a few videos. I found another excuse so I didn't have to cut the grass.
29th of August, 1989, the first Penk Breakfast on Key in Manchester. And this week, 13 years ago, we heard the first Big John show on Hallam FM. And staying in Yorkshire, this week in 1991, Pennine Radio from Bradford adopted a new identity.
Thank you very much. It's 3 minutes past five, Friday, August the 30th, 1991. I'm Elliot Webb, and this is the UK's newest radio station, The Pulse.
All hit
early days of The Pulse, 22 years ago this week, and that's one of the few stations still in its 1970s launch premises to this day. So, with Chrysalis acquiring Galaxy this week 18 years ago, and converting Century East Midlands to Heart this week 8 years ago, Melodies for You ending on Radio 2 2 years ago, and Cutbacks on Radio 1 this week in 1980, those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments!